Antarctica. Antarctica is the coldest, driest, windiest, and highest continent on Earth. It is about 50 times the size of New Zealand, and is almost completely covered in ice. Of the seven continents, Antarctica is the coldest, minus 91 degrees Celsius in 1997, the driest, less than the equivalent of 5 centimetres of rain a year. The windiest, wind speed of 327 kilometres per hour in 1972. The highest, average height above sea level of 2,500 metres. The Antarctic continent, including all of the islands and ice shelves, covers approximately 13,661,000 kilometres squared in area. This is about 50 times the area of New Zealand. Antarctica is almost entirely covered by ice, with exposed rock only making up about 0.4% of the continent. The ice sheet has an average thickness of about 2,450 metres, reaching 4,776 metres at its maximum. Aoraki Mount Cook is 3,724 metres. Antarctica is of great interest to scientists. Why do you think so much scientific work is done in Antarctica? Why is Antarctica so cold? The Russian base at Vostok, which is 3,488 metres above sea level, is the coldest place on Earth, with a mean annual temperature of around minus 55 degrees Celsius. The coldest recorded temperature at Vostok was minus 91 degrees Celsius in 1997. The average temperature at New Zealand's Scott Base is minus 20 degrees Celsius. Antarctica is cold because the sun is always relatively low in the sky over Antarctica, so sunlight is spread over a much larger area than on the equator. The sun does not rise at all in regions south of the Antarctic Circle for part of the year. The whiteness of the ice sheets and the sea ice reflect much of the sun's energy. Temperature decreases by about 1 degree Celsius for every 100 metres rise in height, and Antarctica has an average height of 2,500 metres. The Antarctic Circumpolar Current flows completely around Antarctica, largely preventing other warmer ocean currents from having much effect. Antarctica is an isolated continent, without any major neighbouring land masses which can have a warming effect on the climate. Why is Antarctica so windy? The strong winds are the result of katabatic winds, from the Greek word katabasis, meaning going down, which arise when cold, dense air lying less than a few hundred metres off the surface at the highest levels of the Antarctic ice sheets flows down towards the coast under gravity. Near the coast, these winds can reach tremendous speeds. How cold, wet, and windy is it where you live? Compare this with Antarctica. Great God, this is an awful place. The words of the explorer Captain Scott, when he and his men finally reached the South Pole on 17th of January 1912. Find out more about Captain Scott's expedition and the science that his team carried out while in Antarctica.